Yevamos Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin Lezech Nishmas Esther Bashalom. Once again, we have brothers marrying sisters and all sorts of things going wrong. They always said married men apparently don't live longer, and here's an example of why. Shlosha Achim, there are three brothers. Shneim Hem Nesu Eshtei Achayos. Once again, brother number one marries wife number one. Brother number two, Shimon, marries wife number two. Ve'echad Nasli Nachris, brother number three, said, I am going outside of the gene pool and I'm going to find my own wife. So he marries a woman who is not related to the others. Meis Echad Miba'alei Achayos. Brother number one dies, leaving widow number one. Woman number one is a widow. Ve'chanas Nasli Nachris is Ishto. Brother number three does his duty and he then performs Yibum with her. So now he has two wives, number one and number three. Umeisa Ishto Shelsheni. Now, in this one, we let the tragedy visit the women. Brother number two's wife, wife number two, sister of widow, and now Yavam number one. Brother number two's wife dies, which means now he is no longer in a situation of Achos Ishto, because he has no wife anymore. V'acharkach meis nosli nochris. And then the third brother who had women number one and three as his wives, he dies. Harezu asura olav olamis. It turns out, widow number one is still usher to him forever. Hoyel v'nesra olav shah achas. As we mentioned in a previous Mishnah, there is a concept that if she was usher to him at one moment, she is usher to him forever. And so as a result, a wife number one, widow number one, who then married somebody in Yibum, she's usher to him forever. And presumably her tzara is also going to be off the hook because she is the tzara of a woman that he cannot perform Yibum with. And so as a result, out she goes. Shlosha Achim, if you have three brothers, and again, Shnayim Hem Nesu Eshtei Achayos, two of the brothers married two sisters, so brother number one has wife number one, brother number two has wife number two, Ve'achod Nosli Nachris, and the third brother yet again said, I'm staying away from that family, so he went and got himself his own wife. Geiresh Echod Mibalei Achayos Esishto. Before anybody could have tragedy strike them, brother number two divorces his wife, woman number two. Now, he does not have a wife-sister involvement, because he has no wife. Umeis Nosli Nachris. And then the one, brother number three, whose wife wasn't related to anybody, he dies. Uchnasa Hamagaresh. Brother number two, who is now free and clear, a single man, marries woman number three. He does Yibum with her. Vameis, and then he dies. Zohi Sha'amru, this is the situation where we said in the first mission of the Masechta, V'chulon Shemesu Onis Garshu, where any of the Ervos died or were divorced, Sarasein Mutaros, the Tsaros or Mutar. So what happened here was, brother number two was divorced when he did Yibum with wife number three. Brother number one now can perform Yibum or Chalitza with woman number three. She was never the Tsara of an erva. There was never any isser l'shaita. There was never any isser at all. And so this woman, this foreign, unrelated woman, he can do yibum or chalitza as he chooses. There's no tsaros achos ishto because there was a divorce that split the zika off before any deaths ever occurred. Mishnah ches, v'chulon shahayu v'hen kedushin o gerushin b'safek. Now, any of these 15 arayos that we started the Masechta with, daughters, mothers-in-law, granddaughters, grandmothers, all these cases that we talked about, in all of these cases where they are pater from chalitza and yibum and so are their tzoros and their tzoros is tzoros, if there was a situation of a kedushin or a get besafeg, as we'll explain in a minute, hare elu tzoros chalzos. In these situations, because of the safeg, we say that their tzaros have to do chalitza. They can't do yibum because there's a safek of marriage status here. And they must do chalitza because there's enough of a zika left that we have to make sure that they're pater. Velo misyabmos. They absolutely cannot do yibum. So kesat safek kedushin. What do we mean by a safek of marriage? Zorak lo kedushin. If the prospective husband threw the item of kedushin to the woman, because he couldn't be bothered to go walk it over to her. And so he threw the shtar, let's say, and it landed, safek karov lo, safek karov la. It landed precisely halfway between the two of them. And we don't know whether or not it's closer to him, in which case the kedushin did not take effect, or it's closer to her, in which case the Kedushin would take effect. Zehu Safek Kedushin. And the same thing would be true of a get, where if he threw the get and it landed precisely halfway, and we don't know. Safek Gerushin, what would be a Safek Gerushin that was not this kind of case? What would be another case of a Safek Gerushin? Kasa b'chsav yodo, he wrote a get with his own handwriting, ve'eno leho edim, but no edim signed it, so it's not a completed get. Yesha lov edim, there are edim who did sign it. The sofer wrote the get, the edim signed it, but ve'ein bo zman, there was no date, there was no time written on it, and you must have zman on the get. Yesh bo zman, it does have that, ve'ein bo elo ed echad, but it only has one aid signing on it. Lamaisa midderabonon, these gitin are all puzzle. B'dieved, however, if he did, if the woman remarried using this get, then she would not have a mamzer, her vlau would be kosher. So it's usur, but it's putter, and it would still be effective. But zehu safek gerushin, this is called the safek gerushin. So if you have a safek gerushin when you have one of these zikas involved, and so you're not sure whether or not it is complete, we say that one should do chalitza on the tzaros and not yibum, because there's enough basafek about the zika still existing or not that we don't allow them to perform yibum.